This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. We're here from PortFest 2014, PortFest.com is where you can go to thank you very much, our studio audience here this evening, as we are here yet again on Thursday evening from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And Johnson, I can hear you breathing heavily into that microphone. I'm going to turn you down. So welcome, and Ian and Johnson here in our remote studio in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. That's where we are, and that's where you can join us in the next couple days. It's Thursday as we're doing this particular episode of the show. The event continues through Sunday. About noontime on Sunday is when it wraps up. So plenty of time still for you to get up here. If you're in the New England area, or if you're coming to the New England area within the next couple of weeks, or not a couple of weeks, within the next couple of days, we'll be here and we'll be broadcasting live. But that's not all that's happening. There's actually a lot going on here. In fact, more than you could possibly attend as a lone individual. There's many, many things on the schedule today alone featured. And it seems like there's more stuff as the week continues to roll on. Today, you could learn how to make your own natural chapstick. This is a do-it-yourself week here.
I heard from the speaker at that event that it went very well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Using your freedom of the press was another discussion happening today. You could learn how to make holsters and bandoliers, lights, camera, action. I presume that's some sort of a camera videography class. Internet marketing. Worried about NSA spying? Learn countervalence. That sounds kind of interesting. Counter surveillance, essentially. You can do a yoga class and learn how to effectively storytell, make yogurt, and more. All that's just before 2 p.m. today. And that's only, again, a fraction. There's also stuff for kids. They were making bracelets and
I'm sad. I would like to know how to make yogurt.
They had a homeschool meet and greet. I don't know how much of this stuff was recorded. I know in the main pavilion, they were doing recording. In fact, that the yogurt making workshop was at the main pavilion. So it's very well possible that you could go and get video.
Hopefully. I know the chapstick one was not recorded. So that one I know was not. You will not be able to get that, at least not immediately.
Carla Garrick is the president of the Free State Project, and she, I don't know how much you know about the organization side of things this year. You're not the organizer of PortFest this year, although Carla, you have been in the past. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm trying really hard. I still have maybe 20% of my voice.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, you sound a little raspy, a little out of it. How are you feeling besides your voice?
I am feeling great.
Okay,
there are
good.
A ton of people. It seems really awesome. I just met with Nick Gillespie. And
is that how you pronounce it?
How do you pronounce it?
Gillespie?
I don't know, like Gerica, Garrick, you know, little here, a little there.
I was going to ask you to pronounce your last name, so I'm glad you did that.
All right, can you say Gerica?
Gerica.
That's pretty good.
Gerica?
Yeah.
So Carla's with us, and thanks for coming in here tonight. I know there's a lot of stuff to be done, including tonight karaoke is on the list of things to do, and every year that's always a popular event.
I will not be singing this year.
Did you sing last year?
Yeah, oh, okay. I think you made me.
That's right. You were towards the very end, weren't you?
I came in, I just thought I was like checking in, and Ian was all like, what's your karaoke song? And I was like, I don't know, nothing compares to you. And he's like, cute it. And it was a bit of a disaster.
That's part of the fun of karaoke, yeah, is to get up there and not be afraid to have a disaster.
That's always what people who sing really well say. Like, Ian's a great singer. He's like,
that's
yes!
Not true. I have totally bombed some songs at karaoke. Sometimes you you got to stay away from the ones you know and just go for one that you've never done before, and that's when you've got a good chance of bombing.
Ian's latest trend is singing baby metal, which is just Japanese like little girls singing this like Japanese hardcore screaming metal.
yeah, it's true. So karaoke's always a good one. That's coming up later on tonight.
And
so,
then Bob Murphy's doing his stand-up comedy one-hour show, 8 to 9.
Okay, that's right before the karaoke thing.
Yeah, and I brought you a special guest for the next segment.
Oh, okay, excellent. Miss Angela Keaton from antiwar.com is sitting in the audience. Very cool. So are you taking it easy this year, or is it there's still a lot of responsibilities for the president of the Free State Project?
There's a lot to do. I've taught a couple of classes. I taught a biltong making class on Monday.
Wait, a what?
Biltong.
Biltong. Okay, I wasn't sure how you pronounced it.
It's a South African cured meat. It's like a beef jerky, but it's pretty tasty, and it lasts up to 10 years.
I know you've actually, I don't remember where I had some of that. You made some at some point. I don't know if it was at a party that you brought something to or where, but it was very good.
And
what is it cured with that's different from, say, regular beef jerky? Just out of curiosity. I mean,
with
I know we
magic.
You're like, come to the class. That's how you'll find out.
No, it's actually an incredibly simple recipe. It's salt, pepper, coriander seeds, mm-hmm. and some vinegar. And you just kind of treat it in the vinegar, throw the other stuff in, put it in a bag for a day, and then hang it to dry for about 10 days.
Hmm. What was the other thing you did?
I did a blogging for the Free State Project.
Okay. Plus, what's going there? Are you looking for volunteers or something?
A little bit of volunteers and sort of thinking about, you know, there are so many podcasts and so many people who do write letters to the editor or do other forms of writing. And I'm like, well, you know, like, let's all collaborate and post your podcast on the website, and we can, you know, get more eyeballs there and sort of help drive things so that we can trigger the move.
Yes, and I guess that's a good, I'm glad you mentioned that phrase, because it's a reminder to talk about what the point of all this really is. I mean, Porkfest is a fun event, and a lot of people come here, they have a good time, and hopefully they'll come back, and many do. Some here for their first time, others here for their second, mine, I think my seventh. So it's a great event, period, for what it is, gathering libertarian-minded people into the same very small geographic area for a week and having fun. That's cool. But there's a larger goal, which is to spread the idea of the Free State Project, which is what?
It is to attract 20,000 people to sign up so that we can get a bunch of liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire. And instead of changing the world, let's change our own backyard.
So it's working already. I mean, we've already got over 1,600 people who are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So we've got about the amount of people who are probably going to be at Porkfest this year living here, all spread out across New Hampshire. But we want to reach that 20,000 goal, 20,000 people who have pledged to make the move here. And what are we at now? Do you know offhand? 15,000?
We're close to 16,000.
Oh,
so
almost.
We have,
okay.
Yeah, I think it's like 15,750.
When do you predict? When do you think that the move will be triggered?
Well, you know, if I stick my witchy finger in the air. I mean, we ran some numbers, and originally it was if we do nothing and it just kind of continues the way it is, it would be 2018. Mm-hmm. The numbers currently say if we're sort of stay on track with what we're doing now, around July 2016, I would like, so that's 2 years earlier, so that's exciting.
I ran some numbers on like using a statistical population map in like 2012 or 2011 that said 2016, so I'm like,
yes, you seem very happy with that
yeah.
number. And I'm kind of hoping we can accelerate even that.
Yeah.
I just assumed we would have a sort of avalanche that people would say this is really going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's occurred to me that maybe some people are like, oh, no, it's really going to happen. You know, so I think there might be a tension that way. We are seeing more people just move and not necessarily sign up. I'd like to make the number go away, but I think if you're going to move here and you're going to be an activist and you're going to, you know, change your own backyard, that's good enough for me.
I was being interviewed today by the Keene Sentinel. They're putting together an article about all the media coverage that we've been generating out in Keene with the Colbert Report just leaving town. And, of course, the New York Times sort of generated that. And, I mean, gosh, you've got a bunch of media here, too. What's next for the Free State Project for coverage? What are people going to see coming soon?
I just came back from meeting with the Economist.
Oh, cool.
So she's here. Seems like a lovely lady. You know, we had Washington Post out all day.
We're going to continue here in moments. I know you've got to run. Angela Keaton's next.
Can education be separated from the state? Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. These transcripts are given to potential employers as proof of coursework. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of getting a transcript associated with your name, you can obtain cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Then, apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your government-sanctioned name. Since mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously, you can be sure that you will not be discriminated against or shown favoritism due to your race, gender, political or religious views, and so on. There is only one factor by which you will be judged: your ability to reason. Be at the vanguard of separating education from the state by visiting mathgate.info.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Okay.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at Porkfest 2014 for another edition of this live week of shows as we are now on the downhill turn of this epic week in northern New Hampshire in the White Mountains. Beautiful location. Amazing people are here and more people than you can possibly meet. There's probably over 1,000. I don't know what the exact numbers are. And I don't know where they're going to end up being at the end of this week. From what I understand, the number of vendors is doubling this year from last year. I don't know if all of them are here and set up yet. Maybe we're going to see even more coming tomorrow, being that tomorrow's Friday. So the weekend's kicking off. A lot of people are getting off of work, and they're going to come up here and join us for the last bash of Porkfest 2014, the 11th annual. With you tonight, it's Ian in the studio.
And Johnson.
We have our special guest, Angela Keaton. You may know her from antiwar.com. We've been talking about antiwar.com and their fundraising drive that's been going on here recently. Now, there was, Angela, there's pretty tough times in the recent past at anti-war. Can you give us a rundown?
Yes, it's been a little bit more of a struggle, and also, too, with some of the staff members, we have rising health insurance premiums like everyone else has because Obamacare has made everything so much better. It's been the cure-all. Thank you. Thank you for that shortfall economically. Accumulation of things. You know, we seem to have been hit with fines in a couple different states in 2010 and 2011. All right, so that happens. And then with the FBI matter, people have really backed off a bit. And when I say the FBI matter, I hope people just give me a moment to indulge. The ACLU is suing the FBI on antiwar.com's behalf, specifically for Garrett Garrison, Justin Raimondo, to have all their records released that the FBI has, everything all unredacted. And
because they were collecting information about you and your donors, right?
Well, you know, we don't know how much information that they've gotten. We've only gotten what we can see, which is mostly lots of blank, white-out pieces of paper. But we do know that our founder, Eric Garris, has been under surveillance since 1971.
Wow.
Peace and Freedom Party. Yes,
that sounds like a lot of money. I mean, to surveil somebody since 1971.
Yes, it's really ridiculous. And we know that antiwar.com has been under surveillance since probably 2002 through at least 2012, the most recent bit of data we've seen. So it's quite possible they're still under surveillance, in which case they know I've spent a lot of time enjoying the company of Free Staters this week. So
it's true. I hope they're listening to Free Talk Live. Maybe they'll learn something.
I hope so, too. This has been probably my fourth or fifth Porkfest.
Yay, congratulations.
Yes, it's a big deal for us to come out from the other coast, but it's really important, though, for us, antiwar.com. We know that the Free State Project and the people that we meet here, this is very solidly an anti-war crowd. This is what we call our grassroots, our activist base, and we want antiwar.com. We want you to know that we appreciate that, and we're being pretty ham-fisted right now about asking people for money. So basically, I'm just saying, hey, you know, give Bitcoin, give donations, but most importantly, post our news stories and talk to people about them. Show the news.antiwar.com links to people. The news items are always very, very short, and they've always got hyperlinks to every other source so you can see where they come from. Mm-hmm. But talk to people about them. I mean, it's great that everyone loves us on Facebook, but we need to take that next step and actually talk to people about the war. And I mean non-activists, ordinary people, regular people, non-anarchists, non-libertarians, not your buddies who are, you know, interns at IHS, actual human beings that don't know what we know.
Well, antiwar.com is a great project for the liberty movement because it's one of those things like Cop Block that's not so pigeonholed into something that can appeal only to libertarians. Obviously, liberty-minded people are going to be attracted to antiwar.com, but so will, you know, some lefties and, you know, maybe even some righties and people who are just frustrated with the whole system. It's a wider swath of potential interest. So I think that's important.
Absolutely. And it's really, you know, when talking to people about the war, you want to go talk to people in your church groups, where you do your hobbies, where you work, all these places where people don't, because the war issue, and I just try to emphasize this on every show I go on lately, this is a very, very basic thing. If we can't fix the mass murder problem, the biggest amount of state violence, the most horrible thing the state does that affects every aspect of our lives financially and affects all our civil liberties back home. If we can't solve this one, how do we think we're going to bring very, very basic principles of libertarianism to ordinary life?
Is it true, Angela Keaton, that the executives at anti-war have decided to forego a paycheck for a period of time?
Well, yeah, I'm one of them, yes. Yeah.
Okay, wow.
But I have to say, the Free State Project people are very generous with drinks, so I want to thank everyone.
All right.
They're just fantastic.
Jason Osborne.
Yes, you know, so, the, you know, the party aspect of it, you know, having a great time. no, everyone's been really terrific at the Free State Project with donating time, advertising time, having people pass the hat around. I notice there's a lot of Bitcoin coming in. I don't know where it's coming in from, but I suspect I know the demographic. So please, just continue. And we've got to keep doing this. And up a few weeks ago when we were making these financial decisions, the thing happened, the thing that, you know, obviously people like Scott Horton and Ron Paul must be soothsayers about, like, what was going to happen in Iraq. What a damn disaster.
Oh, man.
This is horrible.
Well, speaking of Scott Horton, he's back on LRN.FM every day from noon until 3, and I told him on the phone the other day, Scott, why aren't you up here at Porkfest?
Yeah.
And he says he wants to be invited to Porkfest, so maybe someday.
I'm pretty sure I am.
All right, well, okay, there you go. So
yes.
We need to get him up here one of these days.
That's ScottHorton.org?
Yes,
yeah,
that is.
That's ScottHorton.org.
His website. Yeah,
yeah, that's
so.
A reason for me to listen to LRN 5 days a week.
It's great to have him back on board live. I mean, he never left. He moved to a different network, and so we took his podcast and put that on the overnights. But now he's back, and he's live every afternoon from noon to 3 at LRN.FM. So, Angela, what's the best part about Porkfest for you so far this year?
For me, it's basically being around people that I know I don't have to sell on the issue of mass murder, and, you know, that I don't have to convince people here that, you know, sending robots to kill children is a, you know, is an ethical matter. I mean,
yeah.
They, people get it. It's like they're really clear on this one. They seem to, there's a great deal of understanding on this issue. People don't have to like me or, you know, my wandering around the campsite mumbling about Iraq all the time, but they get the issue and they understand this is the most basic one.
What do you think, though, of the libertarians who are hawkish?
Okay, look, I've known Eric Dundaro since when all you were playing with G.I. Joes and Barbies. Eric is a great signature collector, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
I don't even know who you're referring to.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a really old libertarian joke. Yeah, I mean, who are these libertarians
right.
left who are hawkish? I mean, those... you know, those who were very public and who had prominence who were hawkish, you know, people can make their own decisions, but I think very, very few people are in this particular situation, you know, supporting what I think the other most recent news was that John Kerry was saying, yes, material and intense support to Iraq, which I don't know, can mean just about anything, I imagine.
Right.
Probably does mean just about anything. Yeah, I just don't, I mean, it just, I think it's very, very rare now to meet a hawkish libertarian.
Yeah.
I hope you're right about that. It certainly is in my circles, but then again, I don't run in the regular libertarian circles. We've got one guy who calls in to Free Talk Live who swears up and down he's a libertarian and seems to be very supportive of war. But so they are obviously out there, and maybe if you were in more of like generic libertarian party circles, they would come around more often. But I think the Free State Project attracts a more principled individual. I think that the people that are here are more likely to really understand why war is a terrible idea.
Well, and it's just I think the activists here are extremely well-read, but even the most right-wing elements of the movement, in this case, horrible, but Students for Liberty, which is the Koch, you know, Cato Connected, is putting out a book on why peace, and that's probably our most conservative element. So I think at this point, no one who's sane or no one who wants to have a career is going to come out in favor of the war.
I guess I mentioned it, too, because, you talked about not necessarily promoting to the average libertarian because they might be in the know. Well, maybe not all libertarians are in the know. You know, there might, if you hear of a hawkish libertarian, they might be low-hanging fruit.
Well, antiwar.com is doing a great job of getting the word out about peace internationally, and you can go and help them out. Is it antiwar.com/donate?
Yeah.
All right, so go there and Bitcoin, electronic cash,
everything, whatever.
antiwar.com/donate. Angela Keaton, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. We'll continue from Porkfest in moments.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year. tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at Porkfest 2014. We've got a studio audience here as we are sitting in the LRN.FM media room, broadcasting live every single night of the week, talking to you about Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the excuse for you to come here to New Hampshire and check out the community of people. That, to me, is a real draw here. Yes, there are great speakers. Yes, there are lots of conversations about, apparently today there was the Make the Move panel, or Made the Move panel, people who've come here presumably more recently and kind of talking about their stories, people who've joined the Free State Project. They moved here in search of more freedom to get together with other
other people who think like they do. And as, of course, we were discussing with Carla, it's working already with over 1,500, actually now over 1,600 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and more still to come, over almost 16,000 people who have pledged to make the move here. So we're going to continue talking about the event and to some of the interesting people who are attending the event in various capacities. Some are attending here as vendors, people who are hustling all week long. They're serving food and they've got products that they're offering to folks, or people that are just here to hang out and have fun and meet folks. We're going to continue with those interviews here in a moment. But first, about the Mortgage Minute Guy. Dodd-Frank, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac are killing the mortgage industry, but the Mortgage Minute Guy, Roger Schlesinger, has found some ways around their rules and organizations. Private loan sellers are competing directly against the U.S. government, and things look good. Stated income loans are back. Now, these were truly less trouble than traditional mortgages. You state your income truthfully, obviously, and they get you a loan. Rates are great, and it's never been easier to get your loan. If you need to refinance or get cash out, call the Mortgage Minute Guy at 1-866-288-0088, mortgageminuteguy.com, 1-866-288-0088. As we continue here, Ian and Johnson in the studio. Mark will be returning for the Friday edition. We're changing things up a little bit. Normally he takes Fridays off, but he's actually helping in the studio doing producing tonight. Teresa Earle is with us. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me on.
Have we ever had you on before?
No, this is my first time. Well, I think I might have called in once, but that's been about it.
Well, welcome aboard. I know when I first started to see you was during the Occupy situation here in New Hampshire, where there was like there was this schism amongst the New Hampshire Occupy movement, and now there was like Occupy Keene, where I spent most of my time, but there was also Occupy New Hampshire, which was a larger group that was meeting, and you were a part of that, and I guess, but then I ended up finding out that you were actually also a Free State Project participant. What's your story, Teresa?
Okay, so I signed the letter of intent like back, I think it was probably around 2005, because I've always had libertarian leanings. I've always believed that people don't need government as much as we sometimes think we do. Mm. And my brother had told me about it, and I'd always loved New Hampshire. I'd always sort of expected I would end up here anyway. So he showed me the thing, and I signed it, and then never thought about it again, because quite frankly, at the time, I thought that my listening to Fox News and all of that made me, like, politically knowledgeable.
Where were you at that time, by the way? Where were you living?
At that time, I was in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and working for the pharmaceutical companies. And then I changed and started reading and things, and I started learning about what's really going on in the world. And at the same time, that kind of coincided when Occupy was starting, was at the point where I was really ticked off and didn't know what to do. And so I went down to Dewey Square, actually it was Boston Common at first, and joined up with Occupy Boston. Mm-hmm. And that was there was about 3 months that we lived with my husband's parents while we were looking for our house. And during that 3 months, it all just happened. Like,
what happened?
My birth into activism, really. My new life started. Yeah. It was a life changing experience for me, because I had never known that I had personal power before that. I never knew that I could facilitate a meeting. I never knew that I could give a speech. I never knew that I could do this talk on a radio show.
Yeah.
I didn't really have that kind of experience.
So this has been a real personal growth experience.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So you facilitated Occupy meetings, like a general assembly?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so they use this consensus process that had hand gestures and things like that to try and make decisions about how things happened in Occupy. And
the purpose of that would be to communicate with large groups without everyone shouting.
It was amazing.
Right?
Yeah, without everyone shouting. And really, I mean, it was an amazing experience to be able to stand there with people, hundreds, if not thousands, sometimes, of people using this process where people are sticking their hands up in the air and doing twinkle fingers or like squid fingers or something, and just being able to kind of navigate a huge conversation. And it's amazing how much you can get from people when you're talking to them about what they're feeling, because it becomes part of the dynamic of the meeting, because as they're sitting there, their hands become conversation tools. And so as you're going, you really get a sense for how people are feeling during the entire conversation. But there were a lot of flaws in the process as well. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of things that we didn't necessarily know how to navigate because, quite frankly, I learned to facilitate when I got there the night of the organizing GA and said, who's going to run the meeting? And they said, why don't you do it and hand me the papers?
So and you were like, you were nominated, basically.
I was voluntold.
Yeah, you just and you jumped in, and rather than sink, you swam. So
yeah.
You ended up changing a lot about your life. It's very interesting. How did you end up connecting with the Free State Project again? Because I know you had signed
you
up.
Had a lot to do with that, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Because while I was going through this whole transition of learning and things, I started asking a lot of questions, and I used Facebook a lot because I could kind of talk to people who thought about the same things as I did. And when I was in Boston, I had been hearing about the Free Staters. I had actually been hearing about the crazy Free Staters and the crazy Free Staters who bring guns to nonviolent, peaceful protests. And I was like, I didn't understand at that time why anybody would bring a gun to a nonviolent, peaceful protest. Mm. And I would talk to you about those things, and I would talk to other Free Staters about those things, not necessarily even realizing they're Free Staters at the time, but just because I had my own curiosity about things. And then as I started to, when I moved to New Hampshire and I started talking to the crazy Free Staters, I was like, well, they're not crazy. What are you talking about? They're doing exactly what I came here to do. Because I came to New Hampshire because I wanted to grow my own food. I wanted to homeschool my kids if I could manage that. And mm-hmm. I wanted to, like, recreate my life in my own way.
Have you been able to do all those things?
Many of them, I'm trying to grow my own food. It's much harder than I thought it would be. But I've...
Yeah,
I've got
like to
chickens
pay people to do that
and
for me.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
actually my first exposure to you was you setting up and doing a speech at I think it was 2 years ago, Liberty Forum.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went to that.
That was
so,
a fun yeah. speech. I had fun on that.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is I had to stop doing so much talking and start doing some actual work in my backyard.
Awesome. So what are you up to these days? I mean, that's kind of your history, but
these days, well, I homeschooling takes up a lot of time, and I did organize for Pork Fest. I'm running registration, and then I also helped with organizing Alt Expo, mm-hmm. and I've done a couple of talks, mostly around community building and conversations and kind of talking to people that you disagree with and how to do that, mm-hmm. and also teaching people what I learned about facilitation so that other people can teach what it is that, and talk about what it is that they want to talk about, their gifts, their strengths, because I don't know anything about a lot of things.
How has it been? I mean, how many years have you been here now?
It'll be 3 years in October.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And are you happy with the move?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I wouldn't change it for a split second. And I've been telling people all week and anybody who's listening that they need to really consider making the move. There's nothing like living in a place that you can go somewhere down the road and talk to somebody about things without feeling like you're being like people think you're insane.
Well, those people are still here, but
of course they are.
they can be avoided.
But there are those people here, but there are also the reason that New Hampshire was chosen mm-hmm. is because there are a lot of people who aren't that way.
Right.
My friend Beth is here. And she is a native New Hampshire person, and she is, like, I can talk to her about liberty.
Absolutely.
Or freedom or whatever you want to
title it. It's been my experience that it's the natives who are the best activists. They're the ones who they're connected, they know the community, they've been here their whole lives, they know people, and they're more effective than any Free Stater that I've ever seen.
And that's what I've been talking a lot about is, like, trying to tell people that they need to connect with what already exists because there's a lot out here.
Teresa Earle, one of the many great activists here in New Hampshire, is part of the Free State Project. We continue from Pork Fest in moments.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at WorkFest 2014 in studio, our remote studio, with a real live studio audience. You can join us here. It's not too late to get up and enjoy the festivities and the people. That's really what the attraction is, I think, the big attraction here. It's not so much the speakers that they have, although there are a bunch of speakers at Porkfest. It's the people who are here who all have interesting stories. They all have a path, a journey that they're on that hopefully will lead them to New Hampshire eventually. That's the idea, is to sell this as the solution, the best option out there for people who care about freedom. Our next guest here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival actually had the good fortune of being born, not quite born, but raised, I think, in New Hampshire. We'll talk to him, Garrett Ian, in just a moment. But I want to let you know about ExpressCoin. It's the best choice for buying Bitcoins. And now Dogecoin. More easy, so fast, much legal, wow, inexpensive. ExpressCoin prides themselves on customer service, and their new website will actually allow them to be even more focused on meeting your needs as a customer. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer, or even a cash deposit. As I understand it, they're now offering that at shared branching credit unions. So credit unions that have what's called shared branching, you can actually deposit cash with ExpressCoin.com and get your cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and now Dogecoin, maybe more coming soon. ExpressCoin.com, they even have a smartphone app that you can hook up with, so go and check that out as well. As we continue here, Ian and Johnson in the studio. Johnson, how's Borkfest been for you so far?
Been fantastic. I've been helping a vendor make some food.
Oh, and I still haven't been by yet. Yeah, when is she closing down?
I'm not sure if she's running nights. She was in the one pot cook-off today. So has been busy with that, and I think they're doing the final judging and whatnot. So
loving all the food here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's a nice variety available. And
they're all slammed, though, this year because that kitchen down there, the one in the pavilion, has not been open. So it's really been spread amongst
the one that
all
was here
vendors
in previous years but is not here this year. So, yeah, it's kind of a different feel. They're sorely missed, I think. There's a real opportunity.
Well, I'm not even just talking about, and I'll say Mandrake, he's been fantastic. But I mean specifically that kitchen as well, just that.
The operation.
Right, just the equipment, having someone filling that particular space, which is right. Just such a large commercial kitchen down there.
And they've moved the stage over to where the kitchen is there, so it's not even an option.
But I think it's been really good for the private vendors who are kind of experimenting, and, it offers a lot of variety.
Yeah, I would hope that next year we'll see even more people step up at a new level, because the folks you're talking about, they worked for a few years down in this pavilion location at Porkfest.
And there's been a couple different vendors that have filled that particular kitchen.
Only two, though. There was one the first year, and then like 3 years after that, there was another two guys that did it. And they, Mandrake and Jay, and they did an awesome job. And then last year they called it quits. They were just tired of doing it. It's a lot of work.
Amagi or something before then. Before
only did 1 year, and that was it. But it was a lot of work, and you can't blame somebody for getting tired of. There was weeks worth of prep in order to come up here for them. So there's a big hole to be filled there, and I hope that somebody will kind of step up, not necessarily filling the same location, but with the same kind of dedication and hours. It's not to say there isn't great food here offered by a good bunch of people. It's just that I think there's still opportunity here. Garrett is with us. Garrett Ian, he's no stranger to cooking, and not doing it this year here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, are you?
Only for myself and friends who stop by the campsite, but no selling of anything this time.
Have you considered it? Are you considering maybe jumping into the game, or would you prefer your Porkfest to be a restful, relaxing experience?
I think it's a better experience when one's not focusing on having to fulfill orders and whatnot, so I enjoy just the only thing I'm selling this year is Obama coin instead of carrying the thing and spending.
Right. Much statism, very oppressive.
Wow. What is the Obama coin?
The Obama coin is a quarter that has a sticker on it. It says Barack Obama, changes come to America. And they've sold in the past on infomercials and on the internet for dollars a piece, but I'm giving them away for three for a dollar.
That's why I was amazed when you first started talking about this Obama coin thing. I thought it was a joke. I didn't realize there actually are what you're talking about, that the Obama coin on the television or whatever is. Mm-hmm. Is it what you're describing, quarters with stickers on them, or is it something more special than that?
Well, they have half dollars and they have presidential dollars, so it's all sorts of different U.S. currency with Obama stickers on it.
So the people who are creating Obama coin aren't actually minting or manufacturing their own coins, they're just putting stickers on coins just like you are.
Correct. In fact, there's news reports about people who feel ripped off when they ordered the Obama coin and found it wasn't actually a coin with Obama on it, it's just a sticker.
So you kind of started doing this Obama coin thing. It's like parody in a very kind of bizarre way, the way you approach it. You do your own television show, AKPF number one, and some of that has focused on your use of the Obama coin, for instance, when you went and paid a parking ticket with Obama coin, right?
Yes, and it was surprising to see that they don't even bat an eye at it. They just accept it because if you flip it over, it looks like a quarter. But some people got very upset by the idea of paying for things with Obama coin, claiming it was fraudulent or maybe that it was sort of like defacing the currency.
Now, when you say some people, do you mean some of the people from the group Stop Free Keen on Facebook, or was the frustration and upset spread beyond that group?
Well, I only saw any sort of negativity regarding it on Stop Free Keen, but there were a number of people who expressed displeasure at the idea of Obama coin being circulated.
I'm just imagining Obama's voice in my head just responding to this, being like, well, I've heard some folks really liked my face on some coins, so I've been in talk. We've been in talks with the United States Treasury. We're going to make it happen, folks. We're going
to
make it happen.
It would be hilarious, like, to actually be an elected person in office and have the hubris to create your own coin, right? Because normally that happens after the guy's dead.
Right. I could just see him, though, like, well, we've heard that this is already in circulation, that people want it so badly they're putting the stickers on the coins. We're going to make it happen.
So, Garrett, you've been busy recently, as always, in Keene. You blog over at freeconcord.org and freekeene.com. Of course, blogging's a little on the light side this week, as most of the bloggers are attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And, you know, as relaxing as it can be around here, it's also easy to just blow through a whole day. There are some things I would love to do. Like, I'll see some things pop up in the local newspaper and think, oh, I should blog about that. But I'm usually going around doing things here at Porkfest, so I really don't have that much downtime to do anything like that.
Sure. In fact, regarding some cases relative to Keene activism, the abortion buffer zones for clinics in Massachusetts was just thrown out, and that's kind of like a parallel with Robin Hood case in buffer zones.
Yeah.
That was the U.S. Supreme Court that threw out this Massachusetts law.
Just recently, this week or something?
Yes, I believe it was today.
Wow. And that's so funny, too, because the city of Keene just filed their appeal in the Supreme Court, and I don't know if they mentioned Massachusetts specifically, but they did mention the buffer zones as applied to...
New Hampshire just passed a law relative to that, that they could create free speech, free zones within a certain amount of space of an abortion clinic.
Well, that's not going to fly, it doesn't sound like.
Probably not. It sounds like the U.S. Supreme Court happens to be on the right side of this one.
Robin Hooding continues to go on. You are one of the key agents in that game where, you know, you and others are going downtown in Keene. You're saving people from getting parking tickets. This has been happening regularly for over a year and a half at this point in Keene, irregularly for years before that. And it's generated publicity after publicity, with the New York Times being a major more coverage. Colbert Report was just in town last week. You were one of the interviewees. Did they have you shooting like fake Nerf arrows at the
something they got from meters? A toy store, sure. Yeah, a good amount of the production was comedic. It seemed like somewhat staged, and they did want myself and some others to act out certain parts that like shooting arrows at the camera. So I'm expecting a very enjoyable, very lighthearted piece when it does come out.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be absolutely ridiculous and funny, and I'm looking forward to it. We don't know when it's going to hit, but the Stephen Colbert Report Robin Hood episode or news package, whatever you want to call it, probably will be out in at least a month, maybe a couple months, sounds like.
Sure. And the city did interviews with Inside Edition, a celebrity news show,
right,
as well as a few since then, but they made a public statement how we're not doing an interview with Colbert Report. Like,
oh, that's a good point. Yeah, so they have been willing to subject themselves to interviews from major news media, but when Colbert Report comes knocking, the city agents made a statement about how we need to focus on running the city. We don't have time for these shenanigans. Or something like that.
As though they haven't invested enough time into the Robin Hood case.
Oh, yeah, and money. The appeal continues to roll forward at, who knows, an untold cost at this point. We know they sank $20,000 taxpayer dollars into the first case.
Which is kind of funny. It's ironic, though, because isn't it true that, like, statistically that Colbert and The Daily Show, Jon Stewart's show, are the most watched news media? So it's almost like the city saying, we don't have time to go to news, to do interviews for news stations that are actually, people are actually watching. We only want to waste our time on very smaller, much smaller news
organizations. A lot of young people get their news from Colbert Report and Jon Stewart, as opposed to these traditional news agencies, Fox News, MSNBC, their numbers are tanking. Garrett Ian, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Follow him at freeconcord.org. AKPF number one is his show on YouTube, and we'll continue from...
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like Quick Click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available, but hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.